If you've never walked through the kitchen to get backstage at a nightclub, you don't know show business. In 1955, when I was 24 years old, I got a job in the mailroom at the William Morris Agency in New York. Like every young guy who worked alongside me, my first thought was, how quickly can I get the hell out of here and become a real agent? The first thing I did, wait, on second thought, let's forget the cliched story that always gets off a book about someone's life in show business. To tell you the absolute truth, getting ahead of William Morris was the least of my worries. My real problem at the time was my ass. It was leaking. I called the family doctor. He referred me to a guy whose name I'll never forget, Dr. Emil Granit. Granit walked into the examination room and asked me to drop my pants, then helped me on to the big stainless steel table. Knees to your chest, he said. I closed my eyes and began to sweat. Then he put a big tube in my rectum. Then to make things worse, he blew into the tube a few times, moved it around a bit, made a couple of thoughtful grunting sounds and said, Mr. and Ms. Brillstein, Mr. and Mrs. Pearl, he has a fissure. What the hell were my father Moe, my mother Tilly, my uncle Jack, and my aunt Winnie doing there? I couldn't believe it. I hadn't heard anyone come in, but I opened my eyes, and there they were, peering at me with pursed, concerned lips. I'm not making this up. I shouldn't have been surprised. My family was what we call dysfunctional. That's a fancy name for screwed up. Being raised in that environment cost me years of therapy and maybe more than one marriage. But you know what? I'm not angry. In fact, I'm grateful for their craziness. My uncle was a famous comic and radio personality who destroyed his career. My mother, a bedridden depressive. My father, a good Samaritan, stuck in an unhappy marriage. And my older brother, Sam, unable to handle any of it. Growing up with them was the perfect career training for a life spent around people who put on makeup for a living and think every job is their last.